بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن أولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون نقيرا. In the previous ayat we read, Allah Ta'ala explained on one occasion when the Ahle Kitab, the people of the book and the Muslims had a debate and argument, each one claiming that they are the believers. So Allah Ta'ala made it clear that just by your wishful thinking you don't become believers. To become a believer there is a reality in it. Like a person says atom bomb, the word atom bomb hasn't got any power in it. There is a whole big reality behind it. A person says motor car, the word motor car hasn't got any reality in it. It has to be a full motor car with an engine, gearbox, everything, wheels, everything, steering. Just if one thing is missing, if the steering wheel is missing, that is that motor car is not going to give you your service. If one wheel is missing, or all four wheels are there, but just in one wheel the pressure is less, that car is not going to give you service. So the same way our Iman also, just by having the word Iman and being called Muslim, and that I'm a Muslim, that is not sufficient. The reality of Iman has to be within oneself. So Allah made that clear for the Ahle Kitab to claim that they are, that they will get their salvation, Najat, or the Muslims, just the wishful thinking is not going to help, but the reality has to come. So first Allah explained that those people who haven't got the proper Iman, what their condition will be on the day of the Yama. On the other hand, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ اور جو کوئی کام کرے اچھے, and whoever will do righteous deeds. And righteous deeds are deeds which are done with ikhlas, for Allah's pleasure. If it is done for our name and fame, that people must praise us, then they are not called amal salih. In fact, they are going to be against a person. And then it has to be according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Doing any deed, even eating, sleeping. If we sleep and eat according to sunnah, and our niyat is correct, there is great reward for that also. But if we are making namaz also, but not according to sunnah, we first make sajda, and then we stand up, and then we make ruku, all upside down namaz, that namaz is not acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. So it has to be with the correct intention and in the correct method. So whoever will do that, means zakarin or unsa, where marad ho ya aurat, whether it is a male or a female, Allah Ta'ala gives everyone the rulings and injunctions for man and woman are separate, but as far as the deeds are concerned, they are equal. Man and woman, whoever does good deeds will be rewarded accordingly, and whoever will do wrong deeds will be punished accordingly. And another great condition, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ or وَهُوَ إِمَانٌ رَكْتَهُ, that person has got the reality of Iman, not just the words of Iman. Like a parrot also, we can teach it لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ and it will keep on reading it, but it isn't anything but just on the tongue of that parrot. So if our kalima is just on our tongue, it isn't in our lives, in our actions, we don't guard our eyes, there is no la ilaha illallah in our eyes. There is no la ilaha illallah on our tongues. We backbite, we slander, we mock at people, we lie, etc. No la ilaha illallah in our ears. We listen to music, we are talking with other people, etc. And that is not going to help us. The reality of la ilaha illallah, that it prevents us from looking at haram, from talking haram, from hearing haram, etc. So the reality has to be in us. For those people that Allah says, فَوْلَائِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, so وہ لوگ داخل ہوں گے جنت میں. These are those people who will enter Jannah, that is right from the beginning. They won't go to Jahannam, they won't suffer any punishment of Jahannam. But those people who just say the flame of Kalima, they live like new Muslims, they live in Muslim societies, Muslim homes, etc. But they did not have the reality. That will also help them, but after a very, very long time, after burning their gunas in Jahannam, for Allah alone knows for how many thousands of years, then finally they will come out and enter into Jannah, where they will be forever in the pleasure of Allah. But to be in Jahannam for one moment also, just the thought of Jahannam and the azab of Jahannam is too severe. So this is the opportunity why we are in this world, that we correct ourselves, we build the reality of Iman in us, not just the outward form of it. وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ اور نیک کاموں میں لگا ہوا ہے. And not only that he has got Iman and Islam, but he is doing right righteous deeds also. وَتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Ibrahim alayhi salam ke deen par, he follows the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is the same deen of Islam. The Islam and the Iman are one and the same. So he follows that. Such a person, وَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, and he takes Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as his friend. Such a person, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, will enter Jannah right at the beginning and won't have any difficulty, any problem. So while we are here, we have to make an effort that we have the reality of Iman in our lives, not just the outward form, and not just wishfully thinking that I'm a good Muslim, or compare ourselves to others, I'm better than that person. That person doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, I do all this. All that is not going to help us. We have to have the reality of Iman in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala, out of His mercy, give us this understanding, and in the short life that we have, nobody knows how long he's going to live, when mort will come to a person. Before mort, we should make sure that we bring the reality of Iman into our lives. May Allah bless us all.